This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A galvanizing company tried to slip one past the State Commerce Board Tuesday, putting an office building expansion into an industrial tax exemption request. But the company's representative, Don Allison, didn't count on the governor's board representative, Robert Adley, going all Dirty Harry. Allison explained,
"The exemption did apply to the office building. They doubled the size of the existing office building. Therefore, we think it should apply to the expansion of the building."
Adley responded,
"This board has the responsibility to determine whether or not items fall inside what you deem to be manufacturing. It's not an expansion to a line. It's not hiring new people. It's just building a new office building."
The galvanizing operation could not operate without the office building, you know, the administrative part of the business that supports it.
The Constitution clearly says part of the process of manufacturing, making the product, desk and chairs and file cabinets are clearly not part of that.
Adley offered Allison an out.
"Certainly would not object to approval of this application, less the office space."
"I could tell you we've got attorney general opinions that say that this stuff qualifies."
That's when Adley invoked the governor and asked if Allison felt lucky.
"Push it if you want to, but once it gets up there on his desk, he's going to say no. And when he disapproves the entire amount, let the record reflect that you'd had an opportunity to remove the $104,000 office space and continue to get $1 million in property tax exemption."
"Okay, my team is telling me to concede here and not take the chance that Mr. Adley has described."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.